Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished entrepreneur from Dubai, Monica Malhotra. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for having me on your show.
Thank you. Monica is the founder and CEO of The Gaggler, which is a regional content platform for empowering women. So Monica, let's talk about The Gaggler. Tell me about this venture and what was your motivation to start it?
Sure, I'm happy to. So The Gaggler is an online wellness platform specifically for women. Our aim is to make wellness knowledge accessible to the women out there and also make it relevant. You know, so I think as women living in the Middle East, there's certain challenges that we share. And so it sort of also does take that into account. And we do this by sharing expert advice, sharing personal stories, and curating recommendations for our community so that they can make informed personal choices about their well-being and really take charge, you know, of who they are and what they want in life.
And when did you start this platform?
So I started this platform in 2020. Right before COVID. So that was certainly an interesting time to start a business. But I think, to be honest, I think COVID sort of helped because we focus so much on wellness and particularly mental health. The last 2 years have, I think, really changed the narrative and made it much more acceptable to acknowledge that mental health is just as important, if not more, than physical health and emotional health.
Fascinating. So as you've been building this platform, Monica, what have been some of your challenges and your learnings?
Well, I mean, God, so many. Just starting a business that has its own challenges, right? I mean, it's and I say this with a lot of humility, it's impossible to get everything right the first time around. And so there's always going to be things that you rethink and redo and improve. So I think just even the process of the website that I started with is not the website that I have now. You know, it's over time that I was able to realize how can I better serve my community, my audience. So, you know, making changes like that. And then, you know, dealing with COVID. I mean, no one expected, I didn't expect when I started my platform that I would, you know, have to deal with lockdown and then face that. So, you know, you have to also adapt to very quickly. And I think it's you can do that in it when you're already digital. So that was also another challenge that I had to overcome. And fortunately, you know, was able to do and, you know, came out better, you know, better able to serve the women.
Fascinating. So, you know, when you talk about empowering women, help me understand the areas you work in. You mean, you did mention it's a health platform and some challenges women face in COVID or have faced. But do, for my viewers and listeners, do tell me what are some of the areas you work in? And if you can share some examples or anecdotes, that would be wonderful.
In terms of how we're empowering women, you mean?
Correct. Without naming,
okay, sure. No, of course. I mean, you know, just our platform alone, you know, it is a, the content that's available on there is absolutely free. You know, we don't have a subscription model because that is the main goal of the company is to provide that access easily. But it is not just any content, right? It is curated. There is thought put behind it. There is validation that is done. Not everything is published. So I think in terms of just the way we approach the work that we do, that is to help women be empowered to make their own choices. So, you know, we work with a network of experts. We don't just have a life coach that is, you know, the Gaggler life coach, if you will. We represent, you know, many life coaches because, you know, from a women's personal journey, for anyone's, not even just a woman, a human's personal journey with wellness, it's not a one size fits all, right? So maybe a particular life coach would not resonate, but then another life coach would. So we have, you know, many, many, you know, a diverse set of experts that we put out there. So I think that we empower women in that way. We also do, you know, in order to create that in-person interaction, we also host events on a monthly basis where our community can come and, you know, interact with these experts, you know, one-on-one, learn, you know, from the advice that they have, enrich their, you know, the thoughts, their knowledge base, you know, because that's really where change can come about. In fact, tomorrow we're launching the Gaglers podcast called Women in Power. And the whole reason for that was, the intention with that was to reset this narrative around women's empowerment. You know, it seems like, I mean, as a woman, it seems like to me that the women empowerment term has been a bit overused. And, you know, now you get the feeling like it's, you know, we need to improve ourselves to be empowered, or we need to be given back power. And so the show's focus is really to actually celebrate and bring to the surface the women that are already in their power, because we all have power. It's about whether we choose to use it and how we use it.
Fantastic. And good luck with your podcast. You know, it's a great subject that you're working on. Good luck. So, Monica, moving on, you know, when I was reading about you, you say it is the content of our consciousness that needs to change for our reality to change. Once again, help me understand this with an example.
Sure. Okay. I guess I would be that example. Sort of near the time when I was turning 40, you know, I think if we'd met then, you know, you would have probably looked at my profile and been like, oh, wow, you know, she's done a lot of things. She's educated. She's worked in a lot of big corporates and whatnot. And life looked pretty perfect. But to be honest, like, it was, everything was there that looked good on paper. But, it, you know, there's still a feeling, like, for me personally, that I, you know, it just, I wasn't satisfied. I wasn't very fulfilled with what I had. And something seemed missing. And I mean, I had a choice. I could have simply continued because everything looked good. So, you know, why do anything about it? But I chose, you know, to go down the path of changing. And the only way I could change really was, you know, by researching, you know, different points of views, you know, trying to understand why I felt the way I did, even though my life looked perfect. And I couldn't have done that if I hadn't changed my thoughts, right? It's all about mindset at the end of the day. And for me personally, it came through content. And that's why I always sort of, you know, whenever I meet with women and they have challenges or they're kind of, you know, down on themselves, you know, I try and help them with resources that worked for me. And it's because I was able to take on different perspectives and really change the way I think. So this is why I always say, you know, it's about changing the content in your consciousness, because until you don't do that, opportunities won't become apparent.
Interesting. And what, in your opinion, is the reality that needs to change, you know, for women to be, get empowered? And how are you doing this?
I mean, I think the reality is, I think what needs to change is that women and men too have to realize that, you know, as I said before, men, women do have power. Women do have it in them. It's, everything is it within us. It's about whether we bring it out, you know, and and apply it. So part of that reality has to accept failure. You know, I spent a lot of my years thinking failure was bad and I had to avoid it at all costs. And that's just how, you know, that was just from my own sort of life experience at a particular, up to a particular point in time. So I think one of the realities that has to change is that we should celebrate failure, because at the end of the day, there is learning, very rich, valuable learning that comes out of every failure. So that's something that, you know, I would hope would become more acceptable. And I think it is, because there is a lot more narrative around failure and resetting yourself after failure.
Interesting. And, you know, you mentioned to me that you're also an e-commerce platform, which handles a lot of healthcare products. And yet so, you're also a lot of information, you know, platform. So how are you differentiating the Gaggler from so many other e-commerce platforms?
So I think when we first connected, we were actually on the road to launching our e-commerce platform. So that's been delayed a little bit, but it's still very much what we want to do. So, you know, our focus is to provide a service, right? So through our content, it's about, you know, bringing the discovery of, let's say, brands with their products and services that would resonate with our community, right? Because we understand what they're looking for. They need help in terms of education, awareness, and things like that. And so with the e-commerce shop, it was about providing access to such products, you know, and services
okay.
that can help them, because there is some validation that's done on our part. You know, we've tried out the product, or we've spent a lot of time with the service professional and maybe even tried out their services. Nothing that we put, on this e-commerce shop when it's available will be something that we haven't already tried.
Mm.
You know, somebody on the team would have tried it. So I think that's the value that we see in terms of bringing the education, you know, and the shopping experience in the wellness space.
Interesting. So, Monica, let's now talk a little bit about empowerment. And, you know, you live in the Middle East. I live in India. Empowerment for women is also very, very cultural.
Yep.
I'd love to get your perspective on how does culture impact empowerment?
Oh, I mean, I feel it hugely impacts empowerment. I mean, and I only know this because I've grown up in the Middle East. So the UAE has been my home since I was 4 years old. And I did my entire education here before going to the US for college and also working in the US. So for me, just from looking back, I mean, I feel like the culture that I grew up with was very much about, I mean, from a women's empowerment perspective, I mean, at that time, it wasn't really talked about. I mean, women didn't really focus on enriching themselves. You know, this whole notion of I can only give if my cup is full didn't exist. It was just all about giving, giving, giving. And as you gave as a woman, your empowerment obviously decreased to possibly nothing at all, right? I mean, and then it's only because I was able to sort of go to the West and spend a lot of time in the West where, you know, I was able to see firsthand that there's a different culture around empowerment. Of course, there's progress that has to be done in the Western world as well. But, you know, it's relative, right? So culture plays a huge part.
Very interesting.
But I think we can overcome that with, again, you know, constantly putting out content, narratives, examples, anecdotes that serve to kind of, what's the right word? Not to thwart that, but to reset, you know, to provide another perspective.
Fascinating. And, you know, one of the other things that is often spoken about is the role mothers play in empowering their daughters. What would your thoughts be? I mean, you know, a strong mother will have a strong daughter. And if a mother is not empowering herself for whatever reason, then how would she be able to empower her daughter? What are your thoughts?
So I have two daughters. So I do have quite a few thoughts. But I think first and foremost, I feel like it's not... I just want to say this. I don't feel like it's only the mother's role to empower
children.
And I feel like the fathers have a very different role and a, you know, much more that and can provide something that, you know, mothers cannot just by virtue. I mean, the way I operate is I try and lead by example, right? So for me, and this is just my personality, I've always enjoyed working and, you know, working on either working in the corporate world or on my own venture. It's always been something that work has always been part of my life, you know? And so I believe, I mean, my girls growing up, you know, they see me managing, you know, family life, all of their stuff. Obviously, I have help. My husband is a great supportive, you know, person that helps me with this. I couldn't do it alone. But then they also see that it's possible for mom to work. Right. And be happy because she's able to work as well as, you know, enjoy family life. And I think it's a balance, you know, I think it's important to set that example. I mean, and there is a very, I think, you know, a known saying that says, be the change that you want to see in the world. And I want my children, my girls to be empowered that if they choose to stay at home, that's their choice. But if they wanted to do both home and work, it is possible because they saw their mother do it.
Absolutely. And I'm in complete agreement with what you're saying. You know, the role of the man is absolutely critical. So complete agreement. So one more question relating to empowerment and the gaggler before I move to a few questions for you personally.
Sure.
Monica, how are the millennials and the Gen Zs who are now getting into leadership roles and organizations and, you know, into different parts of all our lives, How are they changing the concept of empowerment?
Well, I think the the millennials and the Gen Z, I mean, they're certainly very vocal. They have a lot more access to information than we ever did at the same age. And I think, I mean, I think they're probably in the best position to really provide a lot of progress and a lot of change, you know, in the coming years. So I think it's going to be very interesting, you know.
Okay. So let me move to a few questions for you personally. My viewers and listeners love to get to know my guest a little better. Let me start by asking you that, you know, you've mentioned a couple of times about your journey in the corporate world. What would you say are three key milestones or pivot points in your life or your career?
I mean, it's, I learned a lot, you know, working in the corporate world, of course. I think one pretty big milestone would be just the actual shift from corporate to becoming an entrepreneur. So the Gagger is my second venture.
Okay.
And I previously had set up a early learning early learning centers in Dubai. And I think that shift was very, very big for me. And it's now obviously dictating how I, you know, live my life now. I mean, when I was working, I became a mother, and that was a huge shift for me too. As I mentioned to you, you know, I actually really love working. So having kids, I think, was a big milestone because it reset my perspective and made me realize how important balance was, or at least trying to achieve balance. So I think, yeah, I would say those two events in my life have really, really transformed who I am and what I do today.
Amazing. My next question is that, you know, corporate world, entrepreneur, two entrepreneurial ventures. What are some of the core values you believe in, Monica?
I think first and foremost, authenticity. I think it's really, really important to believe in what you do and have it resonate with you, because being an entrepreneur is not easy. There are great days and there are not so great days. And I think when you, you know, are able to sort of look inwards on a low day and and realize why you're doing this, and you're, you know, you really feel that authentic feeling of I'm doing something, you know, that's going to contribute in some way, small or big, it doesn't matter. I think that's really an important value for me. Community, I mean, it's what I'm working on building. It's, it's, you know, we have a great community, but obviously there's so many more women that we'd like to touch with our work. So that's really an important value for me. And knowledge. I mean, I've always, you know, I always, you know, believe that the learning for me at least will never stop. I mean, the day that I feel like I can't learn anymore, I think that would be a pretty sad day for me. But knowledge is a, you know, and garnering knowledge and facilitating knowledge, that's a huge value for me.
Wonderful. So I have time for two more questions for you. My next question is, given all the amazing work that you're doing, who or what inspires you?
Yeah, so I can't say that it's one person. I mean, I get inspired every day. I meet women, you know, whether it's, I don't know, through our social media, we get questions, you know, that get directed to me, or I meet them at our events. The wellness professionals I work with every day, I can't say that there's one woman only. It would be a disservice to all the wonderful women that have shaped me over time. So every day there's a woman that inspires me.
Fair enough. And my last question to you, you know, you're doing so much amazing work empowering women. And you mentioned, you know, that you are setting amazing examples for both your daughters, and you've been inspired by so many other women. What would your advice be to young women starting off on their life journey?
I would say what I've learned is that each of us have everything we really need in order to find and live our life's purpose. You know, it's just, there might be times along the way where you maybe need a particular kind of toolkit, and you might need to adjust that toolkit, you know, at different times. But you have everything you need. You know, you have been equipped when you were born to basically realize your life purpose.
Wonderful. Monica, on that note and your comment, be the change you want to be. Thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about the Gaggler and about the amazing work you're doing for empowering women. Thank you for talking to me about some of your own personal journeys and some of your own thoughts. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.